I can make note of a passage in Romans, the 11th chapter. Romans chapter 11. We'll begin in verse 17, but I need to give you just a little bit of context. In this particular passage, the Apostle Paul is describing the Jews and the Gentiles as being two parts of the same tree, an olive tree. And the Jews are described as being the natural branches. And back even 2,000 years ago, they had the ability and the understanding of how to graft in branches from, in this case, a wild olive tree. So I want you to kind of think as we recognize the distinction made between the Jew and the Gentile. The Gentiles once were afar off, but are made nigh in Christ. And the Jews, who were the chosen people of God, had access to the Old Covenant and were His special people. So you can describe appropriately this image of the olive tree with some branches, natural branches, the Jews. And by the way, in this, he describes some branches that were broken off. Some of the natural branches broken off, which indicates those Jews who did not or would not believe in Jesus, the tree being Jesus, or at least the root of the tree being Jesus, as we look at this. And then you have the Gentiles being grafted in from a wild olive tree. So they have access to the root as well. So that's the idea that's found here in the text. Now notice in verse 17, if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. That's a wonderful expression of God's grace. And the reason why we should not in any way think that we have cause to boast just because we have access to the root and the fatness of the olive tree. We are there because the root supports us, not the other way around. Now, in this particular instance, he is saying that to the Gentile so that the Gentile would not brag or boast to the Jew. And here again is that natural, they're natural enemies. And unfortunately, even in Christ, there was some problem that existed between the Jew and the Gentile, Jewish Christian and Gentile Christian in Christ. Why Paul said there is neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female. We're all one in Christ Jesus. But he indicated to them, you've come in. There's no reason for you to boast because the root is what supports you. None of us have the right to boast in that we receive the blessings from God because it's not by our own merit. We don't support the root. The root supports us. It's a wonderful expression that is given. But I want you to notice also in verse 21, one final point that he makes here. He says, if God did not spare the natural branches, having reference to those branches that were broken off. What happens when they're broken off? They wither and die. And he says, if he did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either, having reference to those who are grafted in. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fail severity, but toward you goodness if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you will be cut off. It's one of the most plain statements concerning the necessity of steadfastness with regard to faith. They were in the tree. They were Christians. They were enjoying the benefits, the fatness of the tree, the benefits of the root. The root was supporting them. But they could experience the severity of God if they were cast off. And it was possible for them to be cast off. And so what that indicates to us is that we receive what we receive because of God's grace. But understand this, we remain in that standing with God because of His good pleasure. And if we do not do as He desires for us to do, we may suffer the severity of God. He may cast us off as a result of our disobedience. And so steadfastness into the end is required of each and every one of us. So in this simple illustration, we have a couple of very powerful lessons to be learned. Hope and pray that's been beneficial to you. As we offer this invitation this evening, we don't know the hearts of any. It may be that you're here and in need of responding to the message of the gospel. We certainly want to give you the opportunity to express that you are penitent, to confess that you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and become obedient to the gospel by being baptized. If you believe, you may this evening do that very thing. If we can help you or assist any other individual who has a spiritual need, whatever it may be, to be helped, then we offer ourselves to you. We ask that you come. I want to get at least stand while we sing.